Hey, welcome to another episode of the Creator's Outlet, episode 301. We welcome back Carissa Grant from Worthy Chaos Comics.
Yes.
With another monthly, the only monthly issue in indie comics.
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah, this one ends next Thursday, and my next one is April 29th, so good times. That one I have a fancy cover for. That one's going to be Ivan Tao, so she's a hottie.
Ooh.
Yeah, this was my most expensive cover yet.
Hot and shiny.
Yeah, I'm getting it in metal, actually. I just literally got a message that it shipped today, so I'm all excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
I got a package coming in today.
Well, I want to see it in glow in the dark, but it's really expensive.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, you're also looking at, like, a short print run on anything is going to be super expensive.
Yeah.
You know. I thought if I ever made a comic that I would try to legally change my name to Neil Adams so I could sell like $300 metal covers too.
That's smart.
You know,
that's a pretty good strategy you got going on there.
Yeah. Till his daughter sues me.
yeah, there's that.
I got to meet him before he sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Back in 2019, it was the first show I went to after I'd spent like a year and a half in a hospital bed. So,
wow.
I was pretty excited to meet one of my favorite childhood creators. So,
yeah.
And he wasn't grumpy.
Well, mine was James O'Barr. So I got to meet him 2 months ago. He took my issue one, and it was by accident, but I was thrilled with it. But I want to go back and have him sign my hardcover because I'm having all my favorite celebrities or creators or whatever sign my hardcover. And I didn't have my hardcover when he came. So, I need him to sign that. He's going to be in, Huntsville, Alabama in April. It's a long way to drive. So, I might. I don't know. We'll see. See how else.
There's a funny thing about that show that you met Jay O'Barr at is my aforementioned friend Sean Howe was at that show too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I got food poisoning.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got food poisoning that first day, and I didn't. We had to leave. It was awful. It was not good. But fortunately, it was after I met James O'Barr. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
because I would equate that to the physical impalement from actually wanting to watch the Crow remake.
Yeah, it was. I think I don't know if it was Chick-fil-A or what my husband bought at their gift shop, but I'd eaten both things, and then I was in and out of the bathroom for like 3 hours before I was like, I have to go. And leave as in go. But yeah, that was not good. But I did get to meet him, and he signs his stuff for free, which is
awesome.
But his agent didn't seem thrilled by that. But I had two things. I had my graphic novel that is 30 years old, and I had a number one something that I had him sign that I just bought at the local comic book store that he did. And then I brought two of my issue ones, one for me, one for my co-writer. So he signed the two, and I got those for free. And then the agent yanked out the $40 for the one issue one. And he signs it. And then, there was supposed to be two. So he signs it, and he looks at it. He goes, oh, is this for me? And I was like, yes. I was like, yeah. Because my character, his first name is called Draven for a reason. So hello.
Hey, Shadowhawk Talks. Hail. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, Sean met him and gifted him a crow print that he did, and Bill Barr gave him like high praise on it.
I want a cover from James O'Barr more than anything, and I forgot to ask in person, and no one's answered my emails or commission or anything, so I don't know.
But Sean made the mistake of asking him, so what are your thoughts on them remaking your movie?
Oh, God.
He goes, I quickly shut up and took two steps backwards. First was in fear for my life.
They did not use the right crow. There is a crow that has tattoos, but it's not Eric Draven.
No.
So why they would remake Eric Draven? First of all, why did they just make a new crow?
just make a whole like original thing. Yeah.
Make a new and not a sucky one like the remake, you know, like the sequels. But why are you doing Eric Draven? And then why are you purposely not doing it the way the comic is? Who is this audience for? Because the originals definitely will not watch this and they will boycott it at all costs. And the new people, it doesn't look that great for them either. So I don't know. It was so funny because somebody that I had literally just backed his campaign and he posted on somebody's thing about the crow that he was excited to see it. And I said, I want my campaign money back. And he's like, really? And I was like, he's like, are you joking? I was like, 50%, 50% joking. I said, go watch the original. And if you will still tell me that you're excited to see, because he hadn't seen the first one. I said, if you're still excited to see it, then we'll talk. And he went and watched it. He's like, that was so amazing. I was like, yeah, thank you. Now you see why I was so pissy. So, yeah.
Yes, get an unknown actor, make him famous, old Hollywood style. Except old Hollywood is dead and gone. They are now just a propaganda machine for whoever forces them to work. Dare I say, BlackRock? You know, it's one of those things.
Even, I mean, a lot of actors are starting to realize that. So, well, some of the actors. Johnny Depp just said it. He says, I'll never go back to Hollywood and all that fun stuff. Hey, I know that campaign.
Yeah. But Johnny Depp also 4 years ago mentioned something about shooting the last president.
Did he really? I did not know that.
Up on a podium, of course, you know, with people like Madonna, who talked about blowing up the White House. And but it's fine because it was just Trump, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You know, has anybody mentioned about assassinating an American president? I'm like, no, but next time you come through with protein powder, Johnny, you might just get the full body cavity search. So, issue 9.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yep. It's been 1 year and 2 months since I started this series. Feels longer and shorter at the same time. I'm not entirely sure how that works. Like, I can't believe it's already been over a year, but I also can't believe it's already been a year, so.
Well, when you launch issue 10, you will have officially surpassed concurrent issues of most everything that Marvel and DC have been putting out that only lasts for about 6 to 8 issues. And then they cancel it and reboot it like, you know, a month later.
Well, considering that issue 15 is already a quarter of the way inked, yes, I will be releasing the rest. My favorite, you're not supposed to have a favorite, but my favorite are issues 14 through 22 because it was the original story that I had in my head for 17 years and that I had written before I met my co-writer. Obviously I rewrote it again, but that was the only story that I had. So it's like near and dear to my heart. Obviously they're all my favorites, but this is a Resident Evil 2 type, you know, chapters and stuff. So I can't wait. So he's in the middle of drawing that. So I'm tickled pink. But unfortunately, I can only release, you know, every 4 weeks, whatever. So I can't get them out fast enough. I wish I could. But yeah.
It's almost like you wish you could do two a month.
Well, technically, I'm every other month. I wish I could do it every month. And I wish I could do, like, my eternal goal for, like, 10 years is to do two-week campaigns once a month. And then my life is over. Like, just move on. So that's my goal. But I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see. I'm still building my, you know, my followers. And I have very loyal followers. But like me, we're all broke. So, It's tougher. And my business is slow because, you know, I would say number one reason why my main business is slow is no one can afford groceries. So they really can't afford me. So that's a lot tougher. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough out there. So I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hold in there and hope things stop.
Yeah.
Turn around the other direction.
Well, once my artist does issue 22, my goal has been accomplished. This 45 for this, technically 43, but I leave two just in case because I have them separated, book 4 and 5. I have them separated, but I haven't scripted them yet. So I know pretty much where they're going to end. So technically, series one is 43 issues, and I want to get at least the 43 issues done. But once 22 is done, I could breathe a little bit better because my book is done. So, but once he gets 22 done, we're probably going to start doing the prequels because then I can at least start selling, you know, because he's so fat. My artist is so fast. So He doesn't even sketch anymore. So he pretty much inks an entire issue per month. So I'm paying for an entire issue per month. It's tough.
Yeah.
But he's going away for a month. He's going away for a month in April. And I'm so torn because the obsessiveness of myself doesn't want to not have pages for a month. But my wallet's like, yay, month off. So it's a torrid affair, I tell you.
I know. It's tough. So we've got just over a week, 8 days to go. 87 backers. You set the goal at $1,000 and you're sitting at $2,647.
Yep. Technically, I need $3,300 to, you know, break even for the comic part. However, they're already made. So as long as I get $1,000 for printing, I really don't. I'm going to release it either way. So my goal is 3.3. That's my goal. My personal goal.
To hit there so you can actually break even.
Yeah. And I usually do. My last one did a lot faster, but I don't think it was something I did. I think it was something Kickstarter did because when I launched it, I had like 25 scammers write me in the first 4 seconds. That has never happened before, and it didn't happen this time. And the campaign was so much faster. But there were so many decreases and cancellations. Like, I've had 4 cancellations this time. The last one had, like, 25 cancellations and decreases. Ooh. It was, like, insane. And now I'm hearing it from other people, too, where they're like, am I getting more decreases than usual? I was like, I wonder if they're, like, doing something different for each person that launches the first time this year. Or, I don't know, it was really weird. Now, I was Projects That You Love last time, so that could have been it. But it was obviously something they did when they launched that did something different. But man, let me tell you, it was heartbreaking waking up every day to a decrease. And it's like, they only do it at night. Like, I'm not watching. And they're like, oh, I could decrease because she's not watching it. So.
Yeah. And they're like, probably like on the other side of the planet. So they're like,
yeah.
And now click.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah. There are a bunch of jackalopes that get their kicks out of just, you know, pledging to people's crowdfunders, like between the mid and high tiers, and cancel it, you know, like a couple of weeks in, just so they think they're doing good. Or maybe there's some kind of demented person that thinks, hey, if I pledge to all these campaigns, it'll look like they're doing good, so they'll get more press. You know, because if they hit a, when you hit like projects we love, you usually get bumped up to like the opening page on the Kickstarter app.
Yeah.
So people see it like, you know, a lot more.
I mean, I fund in about 2 hours. So that was good. And I did fund the last time at 2 hours, but I had gotten to 3,500 in 5 days, and obviously I didn't do it this time. But I'm hoping by the end it reaches that. But yeah, the last campaign I made the most that I've ever made, but man, it was a heart-wrenching one. But yeah, it's all good.
One of those campaigns that you need a full bottle of value for.
Yeah. Well, you know what's tough is that it is tough for a lot of my backers to back so often. They do. A lot of them do. But sometimes they have to skip and then they have to catch up. I did just change all the titles, and I had to pay Lori to change them all. So it was killer. But we made Redemption like the title, but technically that's the arc of the story. That's the five books is Redemption. The series is called Worthy Chaos. So I don't know why I chose Redemption. It was the dumbest title in the history that I could have chose, because there's like 700 Redemptions on Kickstarter. So we went through and redid all of them, 1 through 12. So if anyone wants the original, there's like 25 of each or something. So hopefully we could sell out of all those. I have to rebuy, restock, and do all that fun stuff. But yeah.
So here's one cover. This is the
that is my internal artist, Jonas DaCosta, and Fernando, that is the colorist. And it's an homage to Resident Evil. In the Resident Evil cover, there's obviously zombies, and then the liquor is in the back, which is our giant salamander.
A giant dead salamander.
Yeah. And I have a plushie, though he sold out, but this is my plushie. I only do a couple of the, these are the collectors, the handmade ones. They're way more expensive and it's harder to stock them. My Anubis is my only commercially released one. He's now in stock. So it says pre-order. But he's in stock. My salamander sold out, but I still have my hellhounds, my skeleton birds. I think there's one left of the skeleton birds. And you can pre-order the zombie mental patients and put any number you want on the back. So, and in April, the next Kickstarter has our new main character, which is Chatty, who is my chameleon vampire bat who can change colors, and you can actually pre-order him with any two colors you want. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I love Chatty. He's like one of my favorites.
He's customizable plushies.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a whole army of plushies. I think we have like, I haven't even sold, put up for sale, like three of them. So usually I make one for me, one for my co-writer, and then one to sell. The only ones that there's a couple of extra ones are the skeleton birds, because they sold really well. So I made a couple extra of those, but I think we're down to one left. So
get it while you can.
Yeah, they're on there. And this is the one that's in metal too. So we did get this one in metal, mostly because it's just super shiny. So, but that's them fighting the salamanders there. Which is so funny because he's a Brazilian artist, Jesus. And when I said salamanders, I guess their salamanders are like a wild dog. So they were wild dogs. And I was like, no, they're like Lillards. You want them to look like little Lillards.
So. The language barrier was not crossed correctly here.
Yeah. And then this is Carl Moline, who did Frey and did the interior pages for Buffy.
Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, and he was actually, he's awesome. He's trying to go to Nashville when I'm there because he wants to hang out. He thinks I'm fun. I was like, eh, I'm exhausting. He was on our show a couple weeks ago, and he's really funny. But we got to hear about his, you know, him working in comics and all that stuff, and it was nice. But yeah, he did a really good job.
Fun or slightly demented, you choose.
Yeah.
Little from column A, little from column B.
Oh, yeah, that makes it more interesting. And these are our internal pages.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of battles in this one. This is the ghosts they're battling. The second one's the salamanders they're battling or trying to get past. And then the one after that is the man-eating Venus flytrap. So there's a lot. And it's so funny because when I talked to Carl Marlene, he asked, what happens in this issue? And I was like, oh, well, there's ghosts and there's, you know, giant salamanders and there's these man-eating plants. He's like, no, not the series, the issue. I was like, oh, no, that's just this issue. So, a little bit going on.
The fly trap reminds me, yet again, because I'm old, the old Batman 66 show. There was an episode, I think it was like Joker and Catwoman, Julie Newmar, teamed up and they trapped one of the hench girls that turned traitor on him, and Batman and Robin in the like this watery grave with like these big heavy plastic chains, and there was a big giant man-eating clam in there.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the running joke was Robin got swallowed by a clam and his little fairy boots were just hanging out.
Aww.
So Batman had to pull them out. I'm like, oh, poor kid.
I used to love that show.
Lost it to a man-eating clam.
Yeah. That's technically, it was a joke towards... Well, it's two things. It's a joke towards Little Shop of Horrors, but yep. It's also an homage to the plant in is it two? No, wait. It might be Resident Evil 2, where they have to poison the plant by poisoning the roots. We didn't
know that one.
But I think that was two. I think that was in the labs, but I don't quote me on that. I've played so many of them, but I think it was two. So it was kind of something like that we do. Cause I love Resident Evil 2, of course. So
I'd have to question my old buddy, John, cause he's a big Nintendo guy and, he's about a year or two older than me, but he's like a wicked video game junkie. Back, you know, back in the day before he was married. And he would just plow through like games like that, that I'd be like, I would basically be like Jim Ignatowski on Taxi playing Pac-Man. It's that same, what the hell killed me? It's right there. Let's see, tilt the joystick up.
Yeah, I played E.T. on Atari, so.
Oh, yeah.
The dumbest game ever to be created on Atari.
Oh.
Yep, that was it. Apparently, there is a dump site of all of the cassettes that they wanted to throw away. So,
yeah. A lot of us from Gen X are still in fear for our lives from Pitfall because we still think we're going to get swallowed by Quicksand.
I'm in fear of grass thanks to Smurfs. Like, you would just die by grass. That's how dangerous it is. Or falling off a skull at the end when you're trying to rescue Smurfette. But yeah. I love that game. That was actually Coleco. But I love that game.
See. Pledge 50 and get a 4-inch sticker.
Yeah, they're like personal stretch goals.
Oh, so this is money stretch goals.
Yeah. So if they spend
if you spend $50 yeah. or more, you get a free sticker.
If you spend 100 or more, you get both the sticker and the charm.
Cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have issue one PDF. If you're new, you could just get a PDF issue one. And everything's in the back issue. All the back issues and everything are in the add-on. So some people will get issue one on PDF and issue two on PDF. The best deal is the PDF catch-up is $20 for all nine. So
$20 for all nine is
a
damn good deal. Because I see a lot of creators out there that some of them are actually charging the same amount for a PDF as they are for the book.
Yeah, I just actually yelled at one, and then they said it was an error and went and fixed it. But they were charging $8 for the PDF. I was like, you realize, like, I sell my 32-page color glossy 80-pound pages for $10, right? I was like, he's like, oh, that was an error. So, yeah.
So $5.
Yep. And then I have the PDFs for $5, and you can get the printed issue one for $10 with all the goodies, and it comes with the PDF too. So all the tiers come with the PDF for that comic. So for some reason a lot of creators don't do that. Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
I'm just like, if you're gonna buy the comic, I might as well give you the PDF.
I mean, I like that because, like, you know, if I have, you know, one of my nerdy friends over, and I'm like, did you ever hear of this book? No. And I'll grab my tablet and I'll just pull it up and be like, yeah, read the first issue of that book.
Yeah. And I get them out within an hour of the end of the campaign. Yeah. Then again, I also ship within 48 hours. So you're going to get your comic in a week anyway. I was upset last campaign because the printer screwed it up and did the wrong weight for the cover. But they fixed it and sent it to me just in time, but it was the wrong one. So I had to wait a week. And the other creators were making fun of me because I was apologizing and giving free stickers for it being a week late. And they're like, we don't send out for months. And I was like, I know, but everyone else got theirs with them. It was just one of the covers, one of the variants they did wrong. It was the wrong weight to the paper
shipping and everything.
Yeah. So, but they had to wait a week. But generally I get out the issues in 48 hours. I already have issue 9 and 10 here. So it's going to ship out. It ends on a Thursday. And as long as you fill out the survey, if you're new and your payment goes through, this is the issue 9. You're going to get your comic within a week. So there you go. It's all pretty inside and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good idea if you're a crowdfunding person. It's always a good idea to just open up your Kickstarter mobile app like once a week. Because
I'm supposed to use the app. I've never used the app.
I put the app on my phone so I didn't have to having them keep reset my password.
I don't have to reset my password. What are you talking about? I'm all confused. I just go on the regular site on my phone. Am I supposed to use the app? I thought the app sucked. Like, I tried it once and it doesn't look right.
Nothing looks right on Kickstarter. Well, what it was is I couldn't sign in on my phone because I can't remember any of my passwords after I put them in because, you know.
Your phone doesn't save your passwords for you?
Not when I don't hit the button. Quick enough.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I was upset because this campaign was supposed to have my soul stealing dagger that we introduced in issue 7. Mm-hmm. It's got the handle from Krull, the glaive. But it has Nokian angel writing on it. But anyway, I had this and I was all excited to have it as a tier. And then somebody wrote me on Facebook and said, they're going to shut down your Kickstarter for your 3D printed thing. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, they shut down my Kickstarter because I had a replica. And I was like, okay, but was your replica metal? Because that's what I originally wanted. He goes, no, it was foam. And I was like, well then. So I'm going to probably have this as like a secret tier or something. It's, you know, but it is so cool looking, and it's life size. So.
Either a, you know, do it as a secret tier off of, like, you know, one of the shows that you do.
Yeah.
No. So only the people that tune in know what it is.
Yeah, I only bought four, and I think I'm keeping one, so I only have three to sell. But I was so disappointed because I was so excited about it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, so what do they have against 3D printed?
I guess they just don't want replica weapons. I understand metal replica. Oh, no. Well, I kind of understand, but don't they sell knives on there at all? I thought they did. I guess not. I don't know.
It's just like, you know, we can't have them armed. We're invading the country. yeah, my plastic knife. It will do as much as my 1974 Batman utility belt. So
yeah, I'm probably going to bring it to the conventions, but I don't know.
Like a little polylexin, like, stand that'll, like, hold it, kind of like a sword stand.
Yeah.
Just to display with the books, that'll look cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if somebody offers you, like, you know, $200 for it because it's a cool prop,
that would be nice.
Then you just might sell it.
Yeah. I'll just put one at a time so they don't know there's more than one. It shows up in issue 7, and it also comes back in issue 12. It's a huge piece of the story, but we sporadically show it. But it's a soul stealer. It's to steal her soul to activate the angelic weapon. So they obviously don't like it. But yeah.
All I can think of, because you keep saying it's a soul stealer, all I can think of is that Simpsons episode with Grandpa Simpson, and they took a picture of him with a flash on the camera.
Oh, yes.
You stole my soul! Like, oh,
yes.
Nine regular cover PDF. Jesus.
Yeah, like I said, we have that one in metal too for $39 and a tier for $99. And we also have metal trading cards for it too.
Ooh.
I love metal trading cards. So
they're not just trading cards. With the right skill, they are also a weapon.
They're also a weapon, yeah. Surprised I don't get shut down for that then.
The Anubis necklace. That's just cool looking.
Yeah, it's actually wood, which I love, because you don't usually see that. So, like, the base of it's wood, and then I guess it's, like, resin in the center. And then we have a metal one that I actually keep playing with. It's, like, one of my fiddle things that I do. It's so funny, because my friend, who is a lot younger than me, we went for lunch, and she says, you know, you have ADHD or ADHD or whatever the freak you call it. And I was like, okay, if you say so, because I'm dyslexic, and I guess it goes a hand in hand. And with, she's like, yeah, my therapist told me that I'm ADHD and you have all the traits. And I was like, and she goes, I'll send you links. It's like, I don't want to fix whatever. I like how it, whatever I'm doing, it's working. It's like,
yeah, leave me alone. Don't fix me.
Gen Xers don't go on meds.
I like my broken life.
Yeah. She's like, well, you get fixated on stuff and then you go all out. And I was like, and like, I sat down the other day and I think I wrote two chapters. Last week I wrote 6,000 word chapters. And today I wrote like a 4,000 word chapter. I was like, it's obviously working for me. So.
Yeah. About a month ago, on the Boomer podcast, where halfway through with covering the 8-issue run of Dave Mazzucchelli and Frank Miller for the Born Again, because we thought it would be good to cover the actual story before Disney screws it up.
Is Disney doing it?
Yep, they have re-signed just about everybody from the Netflix shows.
Great.
So they've got Punisher back. They've got Charlie Cox back. They've got Vincent, obviously already back because he was in like the Hawkeye show, and Echo. So, you know, as a
I don't watch any of that crap. I got asked on a show, what's my price for selling my store to Netflix? And I was like, you couldn't give me $1 billion. And they're like, everyone says that. And I was like, but they don't mean it until, you know, when the checks in front of you was like, nope. I was like, I will never sell this story. I'm not saying I wouldn't sell something that I wrote. I just would never sell the story. But I definitely won't even license it to Netflix to ruin. I myself would love to make it an animated rated R animated series one day. That would be my goal if I had to have a goal on it. But it's not meant for live action. It's too long. I have 108 issues already written, so it really can't have an actor do it that's going to stick around that long. So
108 issues. You would have to make this a manga.
Yeah. I have so series one is 43 issues, and then it ends, and then it could be, if I felt like it, I could stop it there. It's a really good series, and if you don't read the epilogue, it's pretty happy. And you know, then you read the epilogue and all everything goes to hell literally. So series two is 30 issues already written. The prequel is so far only 6 issues written, and series three I'm 3 books into, so there's like 20 something issues there. So there's a lot. There's 13 books. I've written 13 books so far, and they're not short books. They're like 70 to 150,000 words. Someone's like, why don't you shorten the 150,000 words? I was like, I already did. I was shortened. I split it in half.
Wow. I mean, I get like the ADHD thing too. Like, especially with that, saying that,
three and a half years.
Like him and I, for that show, we'll pick like a random book, and then we'll get like the digital copy of the book to do for the show. Yeah. And we'll open it up and I'll just send him a message. I'm like, words. This is a comic book. This is something I should be able to like whip through, like even taking my time in like an hour. And it's basically an illustrated prose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, all the words. This is going to take forever.
There's a lot of words.
I got into, it was, when you're reading sometimes and you've got like a long series or like, you know, even say like a trade or an omnibus and you just hit a groove in the reading and it is so good that you can't put it down.
Yeah.
I started after I did the dishes, put the puppy to bed and everything around 11:30 on a Monday night. And I read 7 of the 8 issues straight through.
Wow.
And I'm like, it's over. Holy crap. What time is it? 5:30. Doors opening up. My PCA's coming in to do my hyperbaric oxygen treatment. I'm like, shit, I didn't sleep all night. This puppy better not act up today because we're taking naps all day.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad. So on Monday, I spent the whole day at my co-writer's house, like 8 hours, and we just chilled and watched really bad horror movies. But on the way home, I got the awesome idea for book 15, and I was like dying to write it when I got home. But I got home, and of course, my husband wanted, you know, had dinner, and then I was like, okay, you have to go get a Shamrock Shake or something. I have to write this down. So after 10 minutes of convincing him to go, he leaves. I write like 3 paragraphs in 10 minutes. And then my phone goes off and I forgot that I had a live show. I was like, damn it. And it was my own show, so I have no excuse. I think I wrote a really quick 1,000 words. And then I had to go. But then I stayed up late till like midnight writing another 1,000 words. So I got 2,000 words written. And then today I wrote another 2,000 words. So, but it was just frustrating because I wanted to write so bad. Because I have so many stories. I don't outline. And I don't generally know what I'm going to write until I sit down and start typing. Sometimes I'll sit down and like, I have no idea what I'm going to write. And then it's written. That's pretty much 98% of the time. So the fact that I had the idea ahead of time, I was like, oh, I need to write this down. I have the entire prequel of the origin story from the Angels and Demons part in my head, but I haven't sat down and written it yet. So I'll do that eventually. I also have to do my taxes. So
yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Fulfillment, do taxes,
yeah.
Launch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much my entire existence. But there's the PDF catch up, $20. You get all, I don't advertise it anymore because we used to have black and white versions, but we can't anymore because my artist no longer colors. I had to hire a colorist. So the colorist and the letterer and all this, my artist used to do it all. 1 through 7 was all my artist. He, pencil inked, colored and lettered. So now instead I have a chain gang going on. He's inking 15, the colorist is coloring 14, and my letterer is lettering 13. So yeah, they're all working on that. So we no longer have the black and white version, but technically for 1 through 7, you get the colored and the black and white version too. So after 8, that was it. I hired. Everyone gets paid but me. That's how it works in this business.
Yeah, unfortunately. How do you know you made it in comics? I'm broke. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's.
How do you know you're a collector? I'm broke. Make sure you're not a creator. Nope.
Yeah, there's a fine line between those two different brokes.
I mean, I've written a bunch of stuff, but I won't let anybody read it.
That's
probably where my daughter, who's the artist, she won't let anybody see her art.
Well, nobody's allowed to read my novelizations. So I was doing the scripts for a while and then I stopped doing that. But everyone wanted me to release them as a novel. And I was like, if you knew my writing, you would not want it as that. But my writing fits so perfectly with comic books that I'm glad I didn't know, because now I have a whole series that I could just release and not even think about it. I'm still writing, but I have series one. If I just want to do series one and move on with my life, I can. It really depends on, you know, if it's popular enough to keep going, I will. Series two is awesome, but I'm biased. But series one is just, it's a nice 43 issues right there. So it's going to be 4 series at least.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Because it's like every month almost. So
yeah, well, there's a we haven't even gotten to the apocalyptic war between heaven, hell, Anubis and his mummies, Hecate and Hades and their zombies, and Celtic. So there's a huge world, a real world war between all the religion and everything, and my characters. So we haven't even gotten to that yet, but it's in my head. So we'll get to it.
Okay. So as I said many times before, the PDF tier, $20, the first 9 issues, get you all caught up. Yep. It's the Australian variant because shipping to Australia sucks.
Yep.
As well as the UK, where people get stuff and then they have to pay tariffs on it when it comes in.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. If you ship a certain amount of stuff there, they want you to fill out their tax forms and pay the tax.
What?
That's why most creators like Rob that does from Mobile of Comics lets the backers. Barry? Yeah, he lets the backers know that they're going to have to pay the port of entry tax on it when it comes in.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because I'm like, they have to go, they want you to fill out the paperwork and you to pay the taxes? He goes, yeah. Do they not know that's why we left there in the first place?
Yeah, right.
and look where we are today.
Yeah. We threw tea in the
harbor, yeah.
In the harbor for 4% tax, and now we are what, 30-something% tax? 28% tax, something like that. Anyway, yeah. There's the Anubis. So that is the foam staff. It is not my favorite. People liked it, so I offered it. But my favorite is the 3D one, which is for $39. You'll see that in a little bit. But his staff is removable and he holds it, and it's all good. And that's my favorite one, is the Anubis with the 3D staff. They're both awesome. I've had people buy both. But yeah, the 3D staff is the good one. But I have to charge for this freaking 3D staff because I have to pay separate for those. But I bought 40 something of them, so
there's plenty to go around.
Yeah, but he has really good embroidery and stuff, and his legs are really funky, which is my favorite part because that's exactly how they were in the comic book. And I did not think, I yelled at them because they screwed up. I had the Hellhounds done and they screwed it up so bad that I was like, please cancel my Anubis order, because there's no way you're going to get that right if you can't handle the dog looking thing. And like, no, we can do it. We can do it. And this was their first try. And I was, holy hell, that's gorgeous. So I did order, the cat version, Bastille. But they're charging me double. So I don't know if I'm going to offer it or it's just for me. I was like, why is it double? It's the same thing as Anubis with straight legs and it has boobs in a tail. Like, there's no difference.
Besides, oh, it's the boobs.
Yeah, but you don't have these. Look at these legs. I would think that would have been kind of frustrating to do.
It's almost like a kangaroo.
Yeah, I love them. They're so funky. When I saw them in the comic, I was trying to mentally figure out how they worked. But he just looked too cool to not do it. But they did a great job. But they, like I said, they're charging me double. And it's not because prices went up. Because that wasn't it. They just said it's more complicated. I was like, it's not more complicated. It's the same thing with boobs and a tail. But whatever. Anyway, we got Legos. It's gonna take you 4 hours. It's already been 50 minutes.
Yeah.
We can
the Lego, the book, the PDF.
Yeah.
The Worthy Chaos Comics logo.
Yeah. There's like 30 tiers. So everyone go look at the tiers. And there's links, but I will say the best way to find my Kickstarter is to just search. That's the one I've been playing with this whole time, the metal charm. Search Worthy Chaos on Kickstarter, and I'm the only thing that pops up. There's like nine Kickstarters, but there's always one in pre-launch or live. So there's always one on there. So if you search Worthy Chaos, just pick the newest one. There's our hardcover, which is this one. The artist is Ken Hunt from Batman, Harley Quinn, Superman.
Oh, I'm friends with Ken.
Yeah, Ken's awesome. He's working on a new cover, but now he's busy. But he did the front and the back, and it's colored by CC De La Cruz from Lady Death Universe. She did a phenomenal job. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's 222 pages. It's issues 1 through 7. It's only $39. So it is definitely the best way to catch up. I like it.
Nice. I met Ken back in 2013 because I'm in Mass by the Rhode Island border, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Or at least I used to be. Now I'm further up, but. And they had the first Rhode Island Comic Con that year. And he was sat next to Adam Braswell, which is the original creator from Timely Comics that did the World War II Captain America stuff.
Mm.
He passed away a couple of years ago. But I was waiting for a specific print of his to buy. And some clown dressed up as the CW Green Arrow bought it before. And he didn't realize it was the last one. But instead, myself, Ken, and Mrs. Hunt worked out a deal for this full-size head sketch he was doing of the Joker. So I have original Ken Hunt art instead of just a print.
Yeah, I have his original art. I gave the back that you saw of Anubis to my co-writer, and the front I have here. So I never sell original art, or I try. I haven't. But I love to have it. So I'm selfish like that. But there's the metal cover. It's $39. And then There's all three covers you can get, which is awesome. I got a couple of people that always get those, which I always appreciate.
Signed in the PDF.
Yep. Then we get the hardcover in issue 9. And then we have hardcover in issue 1, which you wouldn't think, but somebody buys it every time. So, and then you have the catch up, which is the hardcover and the 8 and 9. There's a couple of 3D statues that we have.
So nice.
They're all 6 inches. We have pillows, which I'm not looking
for. Stickers, jewelry.
Yes. And then we have, there's the skeleton bird. And then we have the hellhound. I think there's one each left of those. That one's sold out. And there's one left of that. But you can pre-order that one. So if you want to pre-order and put the patient number for somebody's birthday, mine's my birthday because I'm the crazy one. But if you know somebody that drives you crazy, you could put their patient number and board it on the back. And there's no extra charge.
I can just get one and show it to my daughter and tell her it's her mother.
There you go. And then we have the ketchup tier for $89, which a couple people bought. And then there's a set of our new Legos. That's the 3 main characters and Anubis. Well, I guess the 4 main characters. And then this is the metal tier and the metal trading cards and a metal pin. And I do that because somebody buys it. My client buys it every time. So I'm always going to have the $99 tier.
Metal.
Yeah. And then the rest are just ketchup tiers. I did that. I put the higher tier so that people don't have to go and buy the single ones, but they still go and buy it. So I don't know, but you can
like the tiers there, but if you want to spend extra time going through every single thing to buy it, feel free.
Yeah. And then we have, these are add-ons. We have 2 digital coloring books, 1 printed coloring book, and we're going to have the second digital, the second printed coloring book next issue. I just have to send it to the printers. Then we have, that's the original art of this issue 1. It's just the original artist that I had that I spent $5,000 on and then threw it away. Then there's the issue 1 of the spinoff that we are no longer doing, but it's still cool because you could see the alternate to what issue 1 would have been if they actually got away. And then that's a prequel that we're going to eventually redo. And she has very Brazilian hips, as my artist tells me. But that was a different
thing.
No, it's not. It's not. And then we have stickers, magnets, metal trading cards. There's a printed coloring book. We have a sticker pack with buttons and pins. We have the Anubis coin. Yeah. And there's a bunch of, different metal card sets and stuff like that.
Metal set 1, metal set 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jeez.
Yeah. And 6 has all of them. There's only 1 available to all of them. And,
okay. So this $90, you get them all.
You get them all. Yep.
Okay.
And then there's our pre-order. There's the zombie, which my mom bought, which is weird because she doesn't like horror at all. So, but yeah, that's it.
You got it. It reminds her of you.
Yeah. That's what I said, but. She put her birthday on the back, and I was like, I could put my birthday on the back. But there you go. You survived. Made it through in 54 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, variants.
You can get all the variants and all the current issues back there. And then, of course, at the end of it. Oh, and then we have 2 songs that were written, performed, and sang for our story.
Oh, so, cool.
The video, right, if people watch the video, the first song on there is the new one, the instrumental for the new one. And then the second one song is the one we originally had. So those are the lyrics. For $3, you get both the instrumental and the vocal version. So it's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can listen to this while you read the books.
Yeah. Yeah. The lyrics are awesome. I love the first song. I love them both, but the first song is just, I love the lyrics. And we had it remastered for this book. I want a new song each book. So I told them they have how many more months? 8 more months? 9 more months to get the next one?
It's like, get going.
Yeah, hurry up, man.
So the first song is Worthy Chaos. I wonder why you like that.
Yeah.
And the second song is Zombie Chaos.
Yeah. Which technically fits book three better, but they wanted to do my zombie song. So I was like, all right.
Zombie Chaos, a song written about Congress.
Yeah.
past issue art for people to catch up on and, you know, just to check out to see how the books look.
Yep. And then there's a close-up of all the rewards, but they're all the rewards you've seen. I just do a close-up so people can see them.
Cloth bookmarks.
Yeah, it's embroidered. I just love embroidery.
Yeah, that's cool too. Yeah.
It's two-sided. Anubis is on one side, he's on the other.
Nice. All kinds of fun stuff.
Yep. It's all good.
Boink, boink, boink. Oh, it finally stopped.
Yeah. Can you imagine? But Rob Mortari's is longer than mine, so I make fun of him because he makes fun of me. So I am the queen of merch, and he's the king of merch. So
nice.
Yeah.
So we made it through.
You survived.
Woo-hoo. Okay, we skipped a bunch of stuff, but
not really. You saw it all. You scrolled.
It's like hit the link. Yeah. Wherever you're seeing this, and
make sure to check out all the add-ons, all the tiers. Something for everyone. You can just get the hardcover as a tier if you want, or you can get it as an add-on. You can get the Anubis if you want, which I had a couple people get because they just liked Anubis. But yeah, it's all good.
And for people far away on the other side of the world, you know, Australia specifically, Australia and the UK, you can grab the $20 tier to get all 9 issues digitally.
Yeah.
And if you're down with the book and you really dig it, then...
Yeah, get the hardcover then. the hardcover ships for 20. So it's still a good deal because most hardcovers are 55. But mine's 39, so it's 59 with shipping to Australia. So Canada's a little bit cheaper. I think it's 16 or 17 to ship. So
yeah, I'm like, I want a book from an auction in Canada. And then I just gave a comic book auction, like on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like a low key, but I didn't have it. And I'm like, I got it for like maybe 10% of what it valued at the time. And then he told me, I'm sorry, but it's going to be $25 to ship that to you because you're in the United States. And I'm like, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to send you the money for the book. you keep the book and resell it because I'm not paying $20 or $30 for a comic to get shipped from Canada to the United
States.
Not doing it. So what else do you have going on? Because this, you know, this can't keep you all that busy. You have your own stream going.
I have a show. I call it the non-show. I go live Mondays at 8 Eastern, and I have creators on there like Tom Hutchinson and Chad Perkins, if you know him. Lori comes on, and we just chill and talk about bad movies and pop culture and comics, and yeah. So if anyone wants to come over and watch that, it's all good. It's a lot of fun.
What channel is that on?
That you can go to my YouTube, which is the Worthy Chaos channel, or you can watch it through my Facebook, Carissa Grant.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's so easygoing. I'm too lazy to think of things to say, so it's unscripted and just people just talk and hang out and have fun.
It's just random nerd stuff, and
it is complete random nerd stuff. Yeah.
Tune in, read a book, and listen to the show.
Yeah. And search Worthy Chaos on any platform where I'm on there. So
awesome.
Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 8 days left. Get
seven
on it.
7 days now.
7 days now. Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because nine
final o'clock. Week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The link for the campaign and everything else is in the description, either up above or down below, depending on where you're watching us. And my link tree is down the very bottom if you want to follow us on a different platform besides YouTube, like Rumble or Odyssey. I'm on both of those. And audio podcast, anywhere you can get an audio podcast, you can download any shows that we do within like an hour after we go off the air.
Nice.
So
awesome.
I've been messaged that people found me on Apple and obviously Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a couple of other places. And the audio podcast for both this and the Boomer Show are available through Age of Radio.
Nice.
Platform. So thanks everybody so much. And we'll catch you next week with another guest on the Creators Outlet.